Now in studio with me is Katoa Becker, who is a TV and radio personality. I had an opportunity to meet her a few weeks ago, and I can tell you that she's an independent woman and so much fun. Hi, and welcome to RX Radio. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry I was a little bit late. I got lost. Luckily for you, by the time you have to drive, cars will be driving themselves, so you will never have this problem. But thank you so much for having me. It's really nice to be here.
Can you tell us more about yourself?
I watched a lot of like Oprah when I was younger, and I always thought it would be fun to be like Oprah and have a talk show. So that was when I was about 12 or 13 years old. I don't know if you even know who Oprah Winfrey is, but she was like the biggest talk host. She was like Ellen DeGeneres when we were little, and I really thought that that looks like a cool job. Anyway, that was when I was 12, 13. Fast forward to when I was 19, I saw an ad for a radio station that were hiring people at university. So I applied, and it all happened very quickly. Like, I wrote up a letter in 5 minutes. I handed it in. I went away for the weekend, and I thought, well, we'll see if they call me back. And they did, and I just ended up falling in love with radio. And at that point, radio was also linked with MCOR, which is like, it's MTV, but for like Afrikaans music. They were doing deals with a lot of campus radio stations. So then as a campus DJ, I got to be on television, and that's how my TV journey started.
If you have to give us a 5-year-old a brief summary of what you do, what would you say?
I tell stories.
What is your favorite part of your job?
The people. I know it sounds quite broad, but I really enjoy hearing people's stories and the things that they get excited about. Because when people talk about the things that excite them, there's like a magic that happens, and I get to capture that magic, whether it be on radio or television, and that's really fun.
What were some of the challenges you faced in your career?
What were some of the challenges? I think difficult interviews have been a challenge. Sometimes you walk into a room, you're doing an interview with someone, but because you're working with humans, sometimes you're having a good day and sometimes you're having a bad day. So some of the challenges I face is, what if you get an interviewee that's having a bad day? You need to do your job, right? But you also need to make sure that they're okay. So trying to figure out how to get the story out of someone who maybe doesn't want to talk today, or got stuck in traffic, or is having a bad day. That was one. And I can't really think. The other challenges would have to do with just like pushing yourself, you know, trying to be better the next day than you were the day before. So really reading up about things and trying to be the best version of myself I can be. That's been quite challenging, but not in a bad way. I quite enjoy it.
Why did you want to do radio?
I didn't really think I wanted to do radio. I think that chance encounter I had with the ad on the computer just set this thing in motion. So I was busy doing homework and I saw this ad and I thought, you know, this looks much more fun than homework. And I applied, and I'd never really thought about it like, I want a job in this. I was busy. I wanted to be a doctor first, and then I decided I don't really do well with blood, so maybe that's not a good idea. I'm a bit scared around blood. And then I wanted to do law. And then this ad came up, and it changed the route of my journey, I guess.
Could you give us some tips on how to be a good radio presenter?
I think the most important thing is to have fun doing it. Because if you're not having fun, why are you doing it, right? So have fun. And two, when you're doing like an interview or even just a segment, know what you want to say and know what the point is that you want to get across, but also be flexible, because the best moments happen spontaneously. And if you can work with that, then you can create this magic that you didn't necessarily plan, but you were ready for, because you know where you want to go with what you're saying. But you can also play with the unexpected things that happen. I think that's important.
Do you have any words of encouragement for kids here at Red Cross?
Yes. I would say, if you want to do radio, but you're too shy to do it right now, like you're too shy to walk into a studio and go, hi, I'm a presenter, here I am. The cool thing is you can practice by yourself, because we've all got phones and they've all got voice recorders on them. So you can sit wherever you are, and you can do little what we call links. So little moments you can record. You can go, okay, I read about this story. I'm going to talk about it. And you can practice on your phone from anywhere until you work up the courage to come work at the radio station. So if you don't have that like self-confidence yet, you could quietly build it up wherever you are. Like no one ever has to hear it. You're just recording it for yourself. And then when you're ready, when you've got the self-confidence, when you know what you sound like, you can walk into RX Radio and go, hey guys, I've been practicing. I'm ready for this.
The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence kickstarted today. What do you think about that initiative?
I think it's almost a pity that we need 16 days to go, hey guys, this isn't right. But I'm glad that we have it so that we have 16 days when we can really focus our attention on it. Because in like a perfect world, we wouldn't need to remind people that abuse is a bad thing, right? It wouldn't exist in a place, you know, in a world where people love each other and really care for each other and nurture each other. We wouldn't have that. But because it's there, we do have these 16 days. And I think it's nice to like have people go, these are the things that you can do. These are the things you need to look out for. This is how you can help other people. And remind people how to care for each other and how to love each other.
Do you think Cape Town is a city that loves its children?
I would like to think it does. I think something like RX Radio shows that there are people that think kids are really cool and they should have a voice and they should be doing stuff and that we should actually be listening to them. Because the world is set up that they think that you're supposed to be listening to grown-ups. But I secretly think we should be listening to children. Because I think you have a better idea of what's going on and what should be happening than we do.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would like to say, I hope that I can come back again because it's been really fun. I hope I get invited again. And if you ever need me, just give me a call.
Will do. Thank you so much for that interview.